This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Here's something I will not be trying. A London restaurant is serving up gray squirrel lasagna.
What? Gross. Why would they do that?
I don't know, Elise.
They killed a bunch of squirrels.
Yeah.
He struck a deal with his wild boar supplier, the chef at a London restaurant, to obtain gray squirrel carcasses that would have gone to waste. I guess there was a big cull of them. Well, they ended up with a ton of dead gray squirrels.
I've killed hundreds of gray squirrels.
No, you have not.
Yeah, I have.
Really?
Yeah, in my video game, yep.
Oh, Jesus.
So many squirrels have died in my video game.
Red Dead?
Yeah.
You kill squirrels in that game?
Yes, yeah, you kill squirrels.
Like, what are you doing, playing Oregon Trail now?
No, you kill squirrels.
If it moves, you can kill it in Red Dead.
Right, that's right.
They say squirrel is one of the most sustainable proteins you can cook, and it almost tastes exactly the same as rabbit, but not as gamey. It's nice white meat.
You never eat a squirrel.
No.
Ugh.
It's just eating a rat.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
It cooks slowly. You make stews from it and ragouts for lasagna. Very good, quite lean.
To me, when you have to make a stew with a meat, it's not great.
Yeah, a stew says it all, right? Yeah.
A stew says it all.
You're hiding it.
Yeah.
The flavor.
Slow cooking it so that it's
like little meats.
No, you think it would take so long to get enough meat to make a lasagna, right?
I don't like that. Unless I'm on an island that my plane crashed into and I'm so hungry, I need to eat the squirrel.
Yeah, I'm going to pass on the squirrel lasagna because
I saw horrible. There's a place by me. They have a sign, and it said that they have something at this place called stuffed cabbage lasagna.
Stuffed cabbage. Well, I like stuffed cabbage.
Good. You think it sounds good?
Yeah,
why combine the two, noodles and...
Well, you think it's like... so you think the cabbage and the noodles are combined? Yeah, I guess so. Yeah,
like a stuffed cabbage lasagna.
Trying to think of that. I don't mind lasagna and I don't mind stuffed cabbage.
Me too, Lise.
Do you think it's just cabbage in there, or do you think it's actually...
That's what I think.
Yeah, that's what
I... Do you think it's actually
lasagna noodles?
Yeah. Oh, you think the cabbage is the noodles?
So the meat from the inside of stuffed cabbage, and then they use cabbage as like what they would do with noodles.
Okay, well, now I've changed my tune.
Do you like stuffed cabbage?
I do.
Yeah.
But I didn't want that's combined good. With lasagna.
That looks like what it is.
Okay. Oh, man, I'd be furious. I'd burn a place right to the ground if I ordered lasagna and I got stuffed cabbage lasagna. I'd burn it.
I'm surprised your wife is Polish, Chuck. Like
she makes all that stinky stuff all the time.
It?
No, my God.
I love stuffed cabbage.
Me too.
Just the whole thing of it being made is so disgusting.
I'm really glad.
It smells so bad.
We
usually make it once a year at my house.
Talked about this, though, because like I drove by that sign and now my feelings are going to be different.
Yeah, because it was upsetting you every day.
Yeah, every day.
And now you're like,
who would want that with the noodles?
Yeah, but now you're like,
well, maybe that's not so bad.
No noodles is fine. I wish I would have thought about it that way. I just appreciated somebody
really
else's
good
perspective.
For you. Like the cabbage instead of noodles would be great.
Yeah.
Dietary for you. Wise. Yep. Yeah.
Damn.
Amber actually makes this like cabbage roll casserole, which is very similar. It's just like mushed up cabbage rolls in a casserole.
Yeah.
Top it with cheese and sauce. It's similar to the cabbage roll lasagna.
All right. All right.
It's delicious.
Now we're cooking with gas.
Yeah.
Cabbage.
Yeah. You don't like any of that stuff.
Kip's with us here from Boston. Good morning, Kip. You're on with Dave and Chuck the Freak. What's your comment?
You guys are talking about squirrel. Down in Florida, there's a restaurant called Iguana Mia.
Uh huh.
And they serve Mexican and Italian dishes cooked with iguana meat.
Oh, Jesus. Wow. Have you been there?
I've killed iguanas, too.
Yeah, I actually lived in Florida for a couple of years. The meat is green, though.
I'm sorry, pardon me?
Green?
Green, yeah.
Oh.
So if you get lasagna, it's like lasagna with chunks of green meat in it.
Oh, that is... It doesn't sound good, Kip, but is it good?
Their muscles are green?
It's not good.
The actual meat is like green.
Okay, but is it good?
It tasted like chicken.
Yeah, sure it did.
Everything tastes like chicken.
Pretty much. If you've ever eaten frog legs.
I was going to say, it's more
legs.
Of like
I didn't
a,
like frog legs.
Yeah, it's more of a frog leg type
I've
of.
I've had frog legs. I wasn't.
I hated not like it.
It was
at a all.
Weird. It was just weird. Yeah. Looking
it was
at their
weird.
Little
all right, dude.
Frog feet.
Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it.
Well, you guys were talking about squirrels, and I figured that was way
gross. Yeah, that's
right. Right.
You're right.
You're right.
They,
you nailed
they're
it.
Voted the best in something Florida.
Yeah.
Like,
and in fact, it's like a chain. There's three of them now: Fort Myers, Cape Coral, and Bonita Springs.
Put in iguana meat.
You don't believe the green thing?
Are they dyeing it? Are they dyeing it green?
Well, that's not good either, dyeing it.
Green iguana meat comes up when you start a search.
Oh, no.
Oh, hunting and eating green iguanas is a cultural practice. Many people enjoy the meat. It's pretty lean, contains more protein than chicken. But still, it still looks like when you get the meat, it is just like red meat, like any other kind of...
We're all pink on the inside, you know?
I feel like I'd try it. I've eaten crocodile or alligator or something.
I've had alligator.
Yeah, alligator. Here's why it's okay there. South Florida is suffering from an iguana infestation.
Oh, so they got it.
Judy and Edie.
Judy, Cookie. Judy, Cookie.
And they do. By the way, everyone's saying that guy that called in is full of crap. Iguana Mias does not serve green meat or iguana meat. It's just Mexican food with chicken, pork, or beef.
I don't know. Those Italians. You said Italians, too.
That's funny. So it's not even iguana meat?
That's what the people are saying. Everyone from Fort Myers is actually saying there's, bull crap.
So glad we put him on the air.
Dude's full of crap. And it's definitely
we believed
green.
Him.
We did.
I'm glad that they set us straight because I was like.
Oh.
So they do sell iguana meat, but it's not.
I don't know if they do.
It didn't seem like they did.
People are saying they don't. We can look at their menu.
Just a regular Mexican restaurant.
Okay, so there's just...
That poor restaurant just...
Yeah,
that
exactly.
That was bad advertisement. Sorry about that.
No, yeah, but so there's just a group of people in Florida that would never dream of going to a Mexican restaurant, and they're spreading some kind of...
And cooking up iguanas in there.
Yeah, you know what they do in there. It's green.
Or they just assume because of the name they served iguana meat, but they've never actually been
That's
there.
What I mean.
Oh,
I,
my.
They're...
So yeah, I need a name change.
No, but their menu looks amazing.
I'm sure it does.
Wood grilled chicken breast topped with chimichurri sauce. There's
carnitas,
carne asada, cheesesteak.
Ooh, verde enchiladas.
Verde enchiladas. That sounds amazing. Nice drink menu.
Yeah, so they don't serve iguana
Not
meat.
Not a mention of iguana.
Are you sure?
Anywhere.
I feel stupid that we believed him.
I know, but why would
we
not?
I don't know. Well, we don't.
Well,
we're not
there. We don't know.
It seemed kind of outrageous, but.
I mean, but then.
It got weird when he said it was green.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we sat for 5 minutes looking up what iguana meat looked like.
Yeah, you did. We went down.
Well, because I wanted I wanted to just make sure that.
Yeah.
You know, because I was calling BS.
Yeah.
And I, you know.
Yeah. You don't want to call BS on a guy who's claimed to be there.
And then at the same time, you look it up and there are people cooking these things like it's going out of style.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, they carry diseases.
And there's no Italian food on the menu, by the way. So he was completely wrong with everything. He said it was an Italian-Mexican combo.
Well, because think about the Mia part, he's getting the Italian.
Yeah, he made that up in his mind, just saying, iguana Mia.
It's like
Italian-Mexican iguana meat.
Yep, goddamn it. I'm never going there. I've heard the meat is green.
Green meat? Green Italian-Mexican meat?
Yeah, they make a lasagna with chunks of green meat.
Yeah, people from the area did a construction job next to that restaurant. I ate there every day during that job. There is no iguana meat.
Yeah. Just delicious Mexican cuisine.
And he said he ate there and it tasted like chicken. So he was just totally making the whole thing up.
The whole time.
It was just because he could. Yeah. And we would sit and listen.
Yeah, that's true. We're so dumb.
We're here to talk.
We are. That's what we do.
Call us.
Trust people.
Call us and make stuff up.
Yeah, real easy.
Or not. Yeah, How about being a decent human being? And not a jackass.
Yeah.
You're banned. We know your number. You're banned.
That's one of Dave's ultimate slams, jackass. That's what you get. You get ready. You're bumped up from buttholders. You're a jackass is what you are, sir. You're all the way up to jackass with me.
Jackass status immediately.
Give him full jackass. I hate being fake news. I don't ever want to be fake news. God damn you.
When somebody crosses Dave, he's like, don't make me say it.
You're a jackass. You, sir, are a jackass. Oh, good luck living with yourself now. Look in the mirror every day and know that you're looking right into the eyes of a jackass. I'm dead serious. I am deadly serious, jackass. Be a good person instead of being such a jackass. Why don't you try being a good human being for once, you jackass? Any other jackasses out there?
thinking of doing this, calling me with fake news and having me take your phone call and listen to you over 20 minutes? Jackass. Believing every goddamn word you say, you jackass. Green meat? I thought there was green meat.
You lied to me. You, sir, are a, you're just a jackass.
When I lose faith in people, they become a jackass.
Yeah. Yeah.
You wrong me, you burn me. Oh, I've lost faith in you. No. Jackass again.
I tell you, the world is full of jackasses.
It really is. No, it really is. More and more I see that. There's jackasses everywhere you turn. You gotta watch out for them.
My favorite, because I know he doesn't call everybody a jackass.
No, no,
it's reserved. It's reserved.
He's really been crossed.
Yeah, it's reserved. You're right.
You are.
I just remember hearing it when I was a young boy, and it was like, you suck, you jackass.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
It does seem like it should be harder of a word than it is, jackass.
I think it was harder of a word until Happy Gilmore kind of put it into like a funnier, the jackass scene or whatever kind of made it funnier.
I mean, like jack and ass together. It's got bite to it.
Yeah, sure does. It just means donkey,
just
right?
It means donkey.
It just means donkey.
You're a donkey.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
If you are in the market for a house, you may better look to Philadelphia, where you can get a house there with its own sex dungeon.
Nice.
Yep.
You never know.
Keep your eyes open for that.
You never know what's going on behind neighbors' closed doors.
Don't want to know.
No, you don't, probably. No,
but do know once it's on Zillow.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. You see the sex room.
Sex dungeon.
You know? I mean, then it's like...
Wouldn't that blow your mind? If you had a neighbor who, you know, normal, outgoing, regular person, and then you were like, they've got a sex dungeon!
Dungeon? I guess so, if they were just normal.
Yeah.
I think if you...
Oh, there's some people you could think...
If you knew, like, oh, they were up to some shenanigans, and then all of a sudden you see, oh, they had a full-on sex room.
I think you could pick out someone on any street where you could be like, oh, it's a sex dungeon.
Yeah. Yeah. I will say, I think having a sex dungeon is very rare. Taking the step, like, people are into some kinky stuff, but taking the step to, like, have a wooden cross, all those crazy whips and beds.
Well, you can see it for yourself at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. There is pictures of it there. There's... One little shot.
Like, look at that thing, huh?
What is that bed? You can do all...
It looks like a cage.
It's got those old school medieval, you know, where they hung from the wooden...
Yeah, the rack.
There's a rack at the end of the bed where you can still be comfortable and lie down and rack yourself.
I think
you might not be that comfortable because I'm assuming if you're in that rack, something's going on behind you.
Underneath the bed is like a little prison cell.
Get in the cage.
It's a gimp.
James, I put James down in there.
That's where I sleep at Chuck's house. And our weekend slumber parties.
Yeah.
There's whips and chains hanging from the wall. Food. Whatever this bench is here, what debauchery do you get up with this?
I can't really tell what the heck that thing is.
I don't know either. It looks uncomfortable.
I think you might straddle that.
There's what I thought, too.
It seems like the real estate agent would say, hey, you know, we got to get rid of the sex room.
You know what?
Can you imagine Lisa, the real estate agent?
It really nice, probably. Just take all that stuff out of there.
Yeah, like if it was not out of there, it just looks like a nice empty space, right?
You're not
selling
it. Have you
seen the listing video of it, Dave?
No.
DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com, I put a video up of the listing of the actual sex dungeon.
It's a nice house.
They took the pictures off of the regular listing now, so you can't see it if you just go to the listing. The pictures aren't there.
It looks like the house from Home Alone outside. Doesn't it? Like, it looks pretty similar to that. It's a beautiful house.
Or like a house you'd see around here in, like, Birmingham.
Birmingham.
Oh, you mean Birmingham.
Birmingham. Like an up.
And I would never suspect that there would be any kind of sex room in there.
No.
No, no way.
No, but those are the people that have them.
They're just hoping that, like, somebody with some money that's into sex dungeons buys that. Otherwise, you're just limiting.
That's such a limited market.
Yeah.
Right?
$750,000 is how much that house cost, too.
Oh, it's not cheap at all.
I guess you got to look beyond the sex room. What could you do with this room?
What if you'd be such a good video. Real estate agent?
Look beyond the
sexual oasis.
Oh.
Oasis. Sexual oasis.
And then come further in, and there's a beautiful swing here.
Oh. There's more.
Oh, see, there's the X. There's they the always X got the Lord. Cross.
Have you ever had a property like this before?
Never.
And what are people who are coming through saying about it, or what kind of reactions have you gotten so far?
They're loving it, actually. I just saw three in the driveway on the way in, and they all said they loved it. So the house shows beautifully.
Tell me a bit about the family that lives here and is moving out.
Really nice guy, two kids that are in high school. One's in high school, I think one's in college. You know, close-knit family.
Okay. Exactly, I know where you're going. Okay, so I understand that you're into some kinky stuff, okay? But to have kids and they live at home and, like, downstairs is dad's...
Mom and dad's.
Sex dungeon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they didn't even say mom's in the picture. So this is just maybe the dad has the kids a couple nights a week.
Oh, no, I think...
One's in college and one's in high school.
Yeah, I don't think she was saying that it was a single dad. I think she just kind of said nice guy, but meaning tight-knit family.
Still,
I think he's single. Sounds like it.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That he was like a single guy.
The high
mom,
school kid and a college kid.
Yeah, and so he's got this sex dungeon. The kids have to stay with him for a certain amount of time. They could, like, hey, can you go get me a pop downstairs? Oh, yeah, sure. Hold on, Dad. I'll go by your sex dungeon.
Go through the sex dungeon.
That's insane to have kids and have that in your house, unless it's a locked door that they can never access or something. But now it's out in the public. It's part of the real estate.
That's wild to me. That's
a family that lives here and is moving out.
Really nice guy. Two kids that are in high school.
Well, maybe that's right, yeah.
One's in college. You know, close-knit family.
And this has kind of been blowing up today. Tell me about the onslaught of attention you've been getting as a result of this listing that went up at 9 o'clock.
Don't touch that swing, guys.
I put it on my Facebook page. As soon as I did that, other people shared it. Other realtors started calling me, texting me, messaging me, saying, you know, wow, what a great listing. Oh, my God, I've never seen anything like this. Then right away, we had people... I woke up at 4 o'clock this morning. People were already trying to get in to get approval for messages, you know, for appointments. And we had 6 showings already, and I had, like, 3 more this weekend.
So put a sex dungeon in your place. You'll sell it lickety-split.
To be honest, I mean, having something that's niche can help you sell. I know that's weird, but when I moved out of my place... It sounds crazy, but there was a garage. It was like a detached garage, but it was like a mechanics garage. It was insane. It was super huge. And
mechanics garage, way different than a sex room.
I get it. No, I get it.
A lot of people like a mechanics garage.
Yeah. Just a different art form.
That's what I think. I do think, though, like there's just as many people that are into crazy sex that would be into like fixing stuff up. And yeah. I do
probably
think it's
not
odd.
People that are looking at this house.
I don't know, man. You got to have a lot of money. Some of those people with lots of money get up to weird stuff.
I know.
I think
it's twisted.
I think that it's rare to find such a turnkey sex dungeon.
That's everything about it. It's beautifully tiled floors, well lit.
Yeah.
It's like they took like a beautiful house and set up just a nice sex dungeon.
Just a room with sex
sexual
stuff
oasis.
In.
Yeah,
to just take the sex stuff out. It's just a room.
Yeah, make it just a room.
And sexual oasis.
To be honest, it is.
Of course, they have a hot tub.
It's kind of. It's almost in the same design as what the 50 Shades of Grey sexual dungeon is.
That's a sweet house.
It is.
Nice. Oh my God.
That's what I mean. Like it's just wild. I mean, at the same time, so if I look at that home and I'm going to spend, I can throw that stuff away. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like,
come with the house. It's not built in any of it. It looks like it's mobile, a lot of it.
Yeah, a lot of it. You probably can take
just
it
move
down.
It out.
What are you guys doing? Oh, we're taking out this sex dungeon. I moved into this place. Don't touch it.
Don't touch anything. Everything's kind of covered with a bit of a slime.
You should have seen the sex swing. I tell you that. That thing wasn't covered. It was coated with fluids and such.
You guys, you move this stuff normally? Or?
Yeah, no. This came with the
first
house.
One, we're just trying to say,
we wanted to put a TV room down here.
Yeah, he kept a couple of the things. He's into it.
I did. I like that bed cage.
That thing is sweet.
He's been looking for a bed cage.
Yeah, yeah. You don't find one in this shape a lot.
It's in great shape.
And it really
Most
is.
Most of this stuff's in pretty good shape.
Real good condition.
He took that thing we threw tomatoes at him. We put them in there in the rack.
The gallows or whatever the hell they were from the medieval times.
If we can find medieval time stuff, he takes it every time.
Oh, it's so true.
So, as James mentioned, the real estate agent did take those pictures off the listing, but it exists out there, and it exists at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. Nice gym, like huge attic.
Like, honestly, I think they just have, this place is so big, they've just got a room for everything.
It's still on the Realtor.com website.
Yeah, it just went up on the weekend.
But, the sex.
Oh, it is?
Oh. Yeah, on the Realtor.com one anyway.
Wow. Yeah, she took it off her official listing, but it hasn't updated yet. So the sex dungeon stuff's still there. Does she mention it in the... You'd have to tell me. Like, I can't show up and get a surprise sex dungeon.
It said something about the basement up there. Where does it say? It can be converted back to a typical suburban basement.
Definitely a way to get attention for your listing.
Yeah.
It's not the dumbest thing in the world.
It's not.
It's really not. They probably said... Hey, listen, let's put it up for a couple days, and then we'll tear it down.
Yeah. See how it
goes. Like, everybody knows people get up to no good inside their place, but that's just screams that they get up to no good.
You can imagine the things they did in there.
Oh, my God.
It's not just like, oh,
people got one of those imagination.
You've got one of those big wooden X's anywhere.
You're strapped to
it. Oh, my God.
Just get
crazy times.
Getting cut.
Yeah. At least. Whip.
Oh, God, the owner currently rents it out on Airbnb for $750 a night.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God, so that stuff's been used.
Yeah.
$750 a night, that's pretty cheap.
It's very cheap. I'm writing this
down. For a place like that.
It's real crazy cheap.
I know where me and Chuck are going on
vacation. Yeah.
Maple Glen, Pennsylvania.
That's another thing, too. It's in Pennsylvania.
Well.
Weird.
Yeah, it is.
Very weird.
I feel like the whole neighborhood's weird.
Come on down.
I bet it's one of those, Wisteria Lane.
Oh, it comes fully furnished.
So there you go. You get to keep it all. This is someone just walking away from it.
Just walking away from all that sex stuff.
So, yeah, $750,000. If you're looking to buy it, not just rent it, $750,000.
To be honest, doesn't that seem bathrooms. Like an insane deal?
Well, it could do... I thought
what's wrong with it?
For that house?
Probably because you're in Pennsylvania.
Yeah. I mean, you're in the middle of nowhere, probably.
It looked like it was only valued at 400 something.
Oh, wow.
That was the last it was assessed at.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, 405,000.
Tax with assessment.
Where the hell is this place then?
Maple Glen, Pennsylvania.
In the middle of nowhere?
I don't know.
Welcome to Maple Glen, Pennsylvania.
It sounds nice. Maple Glen.
Every year, four people go missing from Maple Glen.
Something tells me they should check out.
It's in Montgomery County, Pennsylvania. Population 6,742.
I just wonder if it's close to like a big city or if it's like. Zoom out of that.
Look, every picture they show is of a massive house.
No, I mean, it's the whole place is crawling with rich people.
Yeah, so is it close to a big city?
Is Montgomery the.
No.
It's not near a big city.
No.
Not near anything, huh?
Just some more. Pennsylvania cities.
Oh, it's near Philly. It's within...
Yeah, it's kind of like near Philly.
I wonder how long it would take you to get from there to there.
That's probably as far away as I'd want to live from Philly.
Yeah, so it's like a suburb, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go. If you want a beautiful home with a sex dungeon already set and ready to go, I just would wash the sheets and stuff.
Oh, yeah, really wash it down good. Really get you some of that blue.
Sanitize. If you called like a maid service, would they clean your sex dungeon?
I'm sure they'd have to negotiate with you on that.
Depending on the maid service.
I think they have to negotiate stuff like that.
Because I'd want it professionally cleaned.
Oh, yeah. See? You want a service master coming here?
I ain't a washy down.
We'll burn every bit of juice out of there.
Oh, goodness.
Melly juice.
Oh, stop.
No. Get the blue. Get the blue. Use the blue.
Let's put it in the blue, man. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
What is that blue?
Well, they definitely got attention for their listing and
poison.
Someone's going to buy it. No doubt.
I will say this, though. I'm not buying a place for $750,000 just because it has a sex room if it's listed as a house that costs $400,000.
I think that was the tax assessment, which is different.
Oh, okay.
It's not, yeah.
Okay.
It's not the value. I don't think that's the value.
Not the full value of it.
No. Yeah, I mean, it looked like a $750,000 house at least. But
one article said the guy and kids moved to another home after the wife died.
Oh.
Oh, so it was their home together, but she's no longer with us.
Man, so those kids knew their mom was down there?
What if it was a sex accident?
Oh, I hope not. I hope not.
Dum, dum, dum. I hope mom didn't die in that sex dungeon.
You know, it's a haunted sex dungeon.
Oh, my God.
So that would turn people on even more, probably. Yeah. Like, haunted by a sex ghost?
Yeah. Boogity-boo.
Boogity-boo.
Honestly, it's like some couple real sexually deviant
parents
made a bunch of money and brought their fantasies to life.
Can I ask this for a second?
Yes.
Is there anyone listening whose parents had a sex dungeon? Because I don't think that's possible. I think if they did, they'd hid it so well the kids never found it, or it was a locked room. Is there anyone listening whose parents had a sex room? 1-855-954-6969 is toll free. 1-855-954-6969. Because I cannot imagine discovering your parents had this. I mean, if you grow up that way, I guess you might think it's normal until you started to get to an age when you realize that, uh-oh.
Well, it's like nudists, right? That are raised by nudists.
Yeah.
They just think it's normal.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a parent with a sex dungeon, you probably are like, nobody go in the basement ever.
Yeah.
Unless you want to be different for the rest of your life.
Right, but you have locked doors. I mean, I knew a guy whose basement was locked.
What?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
This kid on our street when I grew up, Cameron, his parents locked the basement. And I never really, it wasn't until later in life that I'm like, oh, that's weird. I wonder why that was locked. Like, I never really questioned it.
Because his brother lived down there. They just threw him meat.
Wow.
So many bad things could have been.
That's right. Sloth. Now a locked basement is not a good thing.
No.
Baby Ruth.
Yeah. Throwing Baby Ruth down there.
Jesus.
Every once in a while.
I guess I just thought, he didn't want us to go down there.
Right.
And Cameron never talked about it.
That's crazy.
Poor Cameron.
Cameron knew better. He talks about it. He gets locked up down there, too.
You got to stay out of the basement.
He's got to share the baby roof.
Yeah, but Naive Dave didn't really consider what could be behind that locked door.
That is crazy. I'm trying to go through and see my memories and see if anybody was like
all the basements were open.
Yeah,
I was going to say. Where we hung out.
Yeah, open basement policy with a lot of my friends.
Like, go to the basement.
It was in the basement, they said.
Ship us to the basement.
Like, every time. That's why I was the one who went to go, because I thought we were going to go down to the basement.
But there was one basement, like my dad's mother's place. We didn't really go in that basement, but it was just the creepiest basement you've ever seen.
Like
it wasn't
Michigan basement.
It was
the dirt floor.
Yeah, it didn't have the dirt floor, but it was just, it was simply for some storage, and it was dingy. It was a real old house.
Yeah.
And it was like, nah, we're not hanging out down here.
Someone said Buddy's parents had a locked door inside of their closet in the bedroom. When they moved out, they made everyone get away from the house, and the parents moved it out by themselves. Guaranteed sex closet.
Or body parts.
Something.
Any locked room with no access in a house.
It's sketchy.
Well, that's what made that old house of mine creepy. Was that attic room that had the lock on it from the outside.
Well, that's even weirder.
You know what I mean? That's
You're
what
locking
made it
someone in.
Yeah, that's any time you have a lock someone in place.
Yeah, means people might have been locked in there.
Voice changing technology. Anonymous is with us. Did your parents have a sex dungeon? Hi, Anonymous.
Me?
Yep.
Yeah. It wasn't actually a dungeon. It was in their bedroom itself. They had all the swings and the, where they just strap each other down. And it was pretty bizarre. But I thought it was normal growing up because my parents would have parties with other couples.
Yes.
Deal.
Wow.
Yep. Yep.
Right. So if that's your norm, that's your norm. At what age did you start to realize, oh my God, my parents have a sex bedroom?
Well, when I became like a teenager and my other friends, none of their parents had nothing of the sort. And my father managed a toy store for, a sex toy store.
Oh, yeah.
And,
oh.
they actually kept the stock at the house, and one time we had a fire, and the fire department was throwing the boxes of dildos out the window, and my mother became known in the neighborhood as the dildo lady.
Oh, that's the dildo lady's house.
You'd see a similar scene of James' house.
You'd see the same scene. The house is on fire.
Cody, grab all the dildos, grab the daughters, get them.
Throw them out the window.
Save them all. Don't leave the Incredible Hulk behind. He's expensive.
So, but your parents were kind of in the business, so to speak. So even though it's strange.
Yeah, my grandfather owned theaters, you know, peep show theaters. And
It's just a family thing. It's a family thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, dude. Well, thanks for calling in. You have a good day.
Huh.
You too.
All right.
I will say.
I still think I'd have to take a toll on you.
You ever met people that work? You ever met people that work at one of those stores?
No.
Not really.
I have.
They're always up to no good.
Yeah, it's
like no one is. I don't think
they all love working there.
Yeah,
I'll tell you that.
I don't think it's a normal place. Like just a normal person goes to work. You got to know everything.
You have to know
about everything. Oh.
Yeah, someone said a locked basement is a weed room in my family.
Oh yeah, I guess
so. Could have been it. Someone else said that my kids found my sex room in the basement when they were 15.
Oh man,
found my sex room, huh?
That'd be a tough talk.
Yeah, Dad, I did.
Someone said my parents locked the basements because they went and smoked pot down there. So that could have been it with Cameron's family, right? It's not as dark sided as maybe you guys think.
Mm. Sure.
Good friend of mine from high school, his dad had a sex dungeon in the basement, wasn't locked up, and everyone totally knew it was there.
Well, that's, I think, the telling thing about this one. It's just you walk down the stairs. It's right on the wall. It's hanging from the ceiling. There's a bed with a cage. There's some kind of straddling device. I mean, it is. It's two rooms full of sex stuff.
I wouldn't have went to my friend's house if they would have had their parents would have had a sex room. Yeah. And I'm like, no, I'm not coming to your house anymore.
What would suck is if like they didn't know what any of it was.
Yeah.
You're jumping up and down.
It was like a play place they thought.
Yeah, no.
I'm terrible. Like, no, you get the creepy vibe.
Think of my lucky stars. My dad didn't have a sex dungeon.
You are lucky.
Because he was one of those dads that was like, my house, I am not embarrassed to anything that I have in my house.
Yeah.
So I'd have been like, oh, man. I've seen it.
Roberta's with us on a regular line here. Hi, Roberta. Did your parents have a sex dungeon?
Actually, they did. I was about 15 or 16 when I discovered the sex dungeon. My parents had a four-bedroom house. And I heard moaning coming down from the hallway one night, and I just decided, you know what, I'm going to check it out.
Oh,
I thought Mom was in trouble, and I walked in, and there was Mom in the sex wing. I'm like, oh, my God. So my parents had to sit down and have the talk. I already knew what sex was, but that's when they told me about BDSM.
That's a different talk. Stuff. Yeah.
It is. So did they have it locked normally?
No, like they normally had it locked except for when they were in it. My mom was the mistress and I kind of followed in her footsteps. I actually have a harem.
Yeah. It makes some sense.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. They should do a study. Kids who grow up.
You don't have to. Don't even have to, Dave.
Study done?
I think you're bang on. Hypothesis is correct.
Okay. Seems like you'd want to go the opposite way. Like, I don't want to be like.
I don't think that's what happens.
Yeah, you go that way.
I think a lot
gets
of times,
unlocked.
Yeah, twist it up. It's that like whatever your normal is.
It's just weird. Odd to like put your robe on and talk to your kid about. You just listen. Your mom was in a what's called a sex swing.
Well, yeah, because
I had the talk.
You know, my parents sat us down. They made us read these books or whatever. But it was nothing like that.
Yeah.
Like nothing advanced as that.
I cannot imagine telling my now 15-year-old, listen, Mom and Dad has a sex dungeon.
Yeah.
And you know, we get busy down there and do our sex dungeon stuff.
What,
like
right.
walking
saw.
Him through that? No. Yeah. Worst day of your life.
I mean, she walked in on Mom in the sex swing.
Something, whatever happening to her.
Or Dad in the sex swing. It was Mom, right?
Mom. She said Mom.
Yeah.
She said Mom, but.
Mom's moans woke her up.
Oh, man, that ain't no ghost.
Nathan, your parents had a sex dungeon.
Yeah, when I was a kid, my parents always locked their bedroom door so I couldn't get in there. Well, one Friday night, my parents went to the bar and made me interested to try to sneak in there.
Yeah.
Well, no wonder why they didn't want me in there. Then their closet was a door because they had a walk-in closet. There's another door in there with a lock on it. That door wasn't locked either. When I walked in there, black floors, black walls, cages. I think there's like four cages. There was a swing, yes, which I'm very disappointed about. But it really, you know, changed me.
Yes, sure, yeah.
When I was a teenager, it kind of, when I was a kid, it kind of made me interested in it. When I was a teenager, I actually used it.
You used your parents' sex dungeon, it's you there, bastard! Man.
It's there, it's there, Dave.
Yep.
Oh,
God!
And that just goes...
I had to use it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It goes with my thoughts. I feel like you're more inclined to
see what it's
take
all.
Up the hobby than be than reject the hobby.
Who uses their parents' sex dungeon?
It's real gross to think about.
I don't care who uses anyone else's sex dungeon.
I think a lot of people use other people's sex dungeon. All the time. I think that happens all the time.
Part of it.
That is part of it.
Yeah.
That happens almost every time.
It's true.
Yeah, right? I mean, that's it's like universal. Yeah,
it's a sharing to
you like to
divide. Yeah.
Feel free to just try anything out here give me a ring on a Friday. You come in Saturday, have all the sex you want in there. I'll just be upstairs watching.
Sometimes you guys have to lay it out for me, and then I see it clearly.
Yeah,
right now,
yeah,
of course, yeah.
Yes.
Cole, your parents currently have a sex dungeon.
Yeah, so my parents have a huge sex dungeon with a stripper pole, St. Andrew's cross, every toy you can imagine. But my parents are completely open about it. Since
what? Oh, they cut you off.
Mm.
Oh, your dad had the phone shut down.
Yeah.
I guess he said his sister, who's older too, still happens to live at home, though. And the sex dungeon's still there.
Damn it.
God damn it.
You get out of that. I'd be out of that house at 16.
Said, I just need somebody to hang out with. Tonight is Wednesday.
Yeah.
Wednesday night.
The howls.
The screams. The howls. Your splatters.
Oh, God. Splatter. My parents had a mirror on their bedroom ceiling. I didn't really think anything of that until high school.
Yeah, that's wild.
My parents had a wall in their bedroom, and it came this way before you say anything stupid. One whole wall was mirrored.
Well, that was kind
of... That was like the 70s.
Yeah, they did that.
The 70s. Yeah. One whole wall of their bedroom was mirrored.
Yeah. They did that with closet doors a lot. There'd be like large closet doors that were all mirrors.
Yeah.
But I do think that had something to at least do with banging.
Yeah, I think
observe.
So.
Yeah.
Observe and report.
Yeah. I mean, don't be shocked. Don't be shocked, Dave, that your parents watched them bang. Watch themselves bang. Your parents are sexual creatures, dude. They were banging
but they didn't
all
install
the time.
It. But right, they didn't have it put in. It was
they
there
didn't have
when
it taken
in.
Out.
Once they saw that, they had to buy it.
Exactly. That was their sex room.
All
they
right,
walked
okay.
in and were like,
oh, my gosh, and Bigorn.
Stop it.
We were straight from Ireland.
Yeah. Yeah, that
yeah,
was
had
them.
Like a speckled pattern. I'll never forget, like a gold speckled pattern.
Oh, yeah,
pattern
yeah, yeah. I remember that stuff. Yeah, yeah, that was the style. Yeah.
But the whole wall of the bedroom was that.
Yeah.
Someone said my parents didn't have a sex room. They definitely turned their bedroom into one, though, on a regular. I went in to look for the cat one time, and I looked under the bed and saw a ton of sex items. I noticed one time, too, there was a hook in the ceiling to hang a
that,
sex swing.
That right there would be, I think, the biggest giveaway. If you walked into someone's room and there was like hooks. Any kind of eye hooks or anything installed like that on the ceiling, you know it's
sex swing time.
It's just terrible.
Growing up, my parents had a lock safe. One day, me and my brother were looking for batteries for our Game Boy, and we got into it. Three GIMP masks, tasers, dildos, all sorts of stuff.
Damn.
My dad set us down and said they actually were for hunting. That's how he tried to explain it to us.
Boy,
Dad, what are the GIMP masks and what the tasers that? Oh, and the dildos
every,
for?
Every once in a while, when your dad gonna go hunt deer,
yeah, I like you go out and do
one of them masks on so they can't tell I'm Yeah. Oh boy.
Would you like
I can't tell
it?
Who I am and those big long fleshy things.
Yeah, what is that? Look
oh, give me that, boy. Give me.
Smells
boy.
Weird.
Yeah, don't smell it, boy. Just,
oh God.
So that's what the man's zipper
oh,
has.
Oh no.
The mouth has a zipper, so you're quiet when you're hunting.
In case you want to talk to your buddies.
So you don't want the deers to know who you are.
Exactly, boy.
It's
exactly.
About being anonymous.
Anonymous and this smelly thing. Yeah, that's throws them off.
That's okay. So that's the scent.
It's like a deer.
It's to get them off your trail, kind of thing.
That's right.
Why does this one vibrate?
Oh, give me that.
That's crazy. So
stop playing.
Let's see. This one's
sweating here.
Way more people than I ever expected.
Yes, well, because
have or had parents that had a sex dungeon. It's crazy to me. Hannah's next. Hannah, your parents had one.
Yeah. Well, I was living with my friends, and they were like my second parents, and we moved into a new house in a really nice uppity suburb.
Always.
And we were designating rooms, and I was down in the basement, and then I like bumped into the wall. I heard it was like hollow, like on the other side. Obviously, there's room back there, so there's no one to get to it. So I walked into a closet. Sure enough, there was a hidden door. We walk in, and two walls and the ceiling were mirrors, and the other two were velvet. And then there was a staging area, like a 2 foot tall stage with just, it was just like stained floors, just so crusty.
Oh, God.
Crusty.
Stained
floors.
Stained and crusty.
Oh, my.
Staging
negative.
Area. Oh, God. That was all your dad's stuff.
Yes.
And then I said, well, I don't want this room. And so I went upstairs, and then, you know, they locked the door, but I heard noises definitely most nights coming from down there.
Sure.
And they were not playing ping pong, so.
No, they weren't.
Mm. No. Nope.
Those aren't the noises of ping pong.
Negative.
No, they are not.
Kara grew up with a next-door neighbor that had a sex dungeon. Is that right?
Yes, I did. He is 98 years old and still alive. His wife recently just died.
Whoa!
And he's also a veteran. Yes, they were in their prime back in the 50s where they met at a dance. And now that he's, you know, well, he's still a warrior. He, despite being a double amputee from the war, they had a sex swing, which I saw when I was a kid. I didn't know what it was, but they used it as it made it easier for them to have sex. And there was a whole room designated to this, and they were swingers. And my parents were very, very upset about this because their parties would like kind of like leak out into the front lawn and all the neighbors could see. So now that I help the household and I take him for walks, I mean, he walks around the block with a walker despite being a double amputee. So he's told me all about how they met and their love life and the first time they made love. And then he got into, you know, I asked him about their
sex
room
dungeon.
In the basement. The whole basement is pretty like retro and sexy. And he's so cool. He's the coolest old man I know because he's so free to share stories. And let me tell you, I'm a freak myself. So we just sit there for hours.
Yeah. Just
drinking
talking
beers
about
and talking it up. Yeah. And I mean, his wife, you know, she was 89 when she died and she was still gorgeous. She would dress in these luxurious dressing gowns. You know, and she had she smoked cigarettes with those long filters, and she always had painted nails.
That would turn me on.
She was one sexy mama. I know, right? Yeah. I know. And he's still, I mean, I gotta say, he's gorgeous. If I were a little bit older.
Kara, you have not touched him. Have you touched his single bits?
This is a weird relationship you're describing.
You banged him, didn't you?
He's dead.
Tuesdays with Maury at all.
You banged him.
Tuesdays with Maury.
Admit it, you banged him.
Yeah.
Maybe if I have
better. Yeah. Yeah. Grandpa, put it to her.
Jesus. 98? He's 98.
He's still doing it, man.
8 years old.
Wow.
Covered in tattoos. He was a greaser. Oh, he's really quite amazing.
This is on
you go. Yeah.
Jesus.
Wow.
Well, there you
Kara,
go.
Holy.
Good job.
Holy crazy.
Good for him.
And he fought for our country to keep us free and safe. So
that's
I,
right.
You know.
Thank him for his service and thank him for slaying your bitch.
Yeah, exactly.
He saluted you. How old are you, by the way? Just a quick side note.
34.
Damn!
damn girl.
Yep, just pop. Plop him up on that sex swing and ride him to town.
You gotta love a man in uniform.
Yeah,
man.
I guess.
Never heard Dave make a noise like that.
Yes.
He's a damn girl.
Yep.
That's crazy.
All right, Kara. Thank you for calling.
All right, I wish you well.
You as well. You as well.
34 and 98.
Are you kidding? I tell you, I never expected to still bang a young, hot piece of ass.
Yeah.
But I am.
Look at me.
Wow.
Get me in my swing. I'll tell you a few of my sex stories.
I'll show you how it's done.
He 1948. The pants off a 34-year-old. He talked the pants off her.
I think it was pretty easy.
You think her pants come off?
Come on.
Jesus. Hold easy pants, Kara, there.
I mean, she said she's adventurous or whatever. Yeah. She just described herself.
I wasn't even looking to. You know, the next thing I knew, she plopped me on a sex swing, and I'm banging her. I was just out for a walk. I just wanted to get my walk in. I'll tell you, I hit my steps that day.
Oh. Jesus.
Damn, girl! Damn, girl! 34, damn, girl!
I knew it. I could just tell.
She was trying to get through this call without saying that she did it.
Yeah, but I wasn't going to let that happen.
But every
she easily said it. I mean, she's basically saying it without saying it.
Yeah. The city's gorgeous.
It was pretty obvious. Yeah. And I think she liked, I don't know what happened with the wife. She liked her, too.
Yeah.
Oh, do you think?
I don't know. I don't, really? Who knows what we would have found if we kept trying to phone.
She banged a 98-year-old double amputee.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and possibly the...
She thought the wife was gorgeous at 89.
Exactly.
She had long cigarettes and long gowns.
So what?
I'm
you don't know.
It's that beauty comes from the cigarettes. Can I tell you? Why don't you go down on him? Well, I watch, and then you can go down on me. Put him in his swing. Get him up there. Here, let me help you. He's heavy, little son of a bitch.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my Lord.
What? Little son of a bitch.
That deserves one of these.
Damn, girl!
Oh, man.
Jesus
is
on Earth.
Yeah.
He's right.
Mm-hmm. He's back.
Someone said he puts on his Civil War uniform and bangs her.
Yeah.
Fought for the North.
Nuts. What a revelation.
Thanks for listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.